You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny O'Bree. Two of Hydro-Québec's largest unions, consisting of nearly 9,000 employees, have agreed to form a strike against the company's Crown Corporation. The Hydro-Québec Trades Employees Union and the Hydro-Québec Technologists Union officially filed strike notices early last week after more than 2 years of stalled negotiations. Both unions expressed concern of the growing use of subcontracting, stating that it risks eroding in-house expertise and driving up costs. They also stated that essential services will be maintained during the strike and their actions will not disrupt service to the public. The Hydro-Québec employees are expected to officially start striking on Wednesday evening. An out-of-control wildfire south of White Court within the province of Alberta has prompted officials to order an evacuation among their citizens. According to Albertan authorities, citizens were advised to take pets, medication, and important documents before heading to the evacuation center on Monday evening. They also stated that the fire covers roughly 55 hectares of land, with strong winds increasing the risk of further spread. Firefighters, helicopters, and air tankers were sent shortly after an Alberta emergency alert was issued. Further updates are expected as crews continue to suppress and monitor conditions in the affected area. Well-known American soap opera actress Jennifer Harmon passed away late last week at her home in New York City. Born in Pasadena, California in 1943, she made her first appearance as an actress on Broadway in 1965 and starred in plays such as You Can't Take It With You, The Cherry Orchard, and The Wild Duck. She later starred in hit TV shows such as How to Survive a Marriage, Dallas, and Guiding Light, but was best known for portraying Kathy Craig Lord on the daytime soap opera One Life to Live. Throughout her career, she received a Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series and is also credited for appearing in 21 episodes of the CBS Radio Mystery Theater. Jennifer Harmon left behind no relatives, and the cause of her death remains uncertain. She was 82 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news.
It is Sunday, May 17th. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Maxwell. The name of the show is REVC. All right. I'm going to go volume up on the voice, talk a little softly. I'm getting over a little something. And so I'm going to be a little ASMR this episode. Let's be quiet. Let's share the space together. Anyway, got a great show for you guys this week. We're going to open up with a look to the past. Some Tom Lehrer. A little bit of comedy to open up the show. How do you like that? And then some real 70s stuff mixed in with the more modern. I've got some Elvis Costello. I've got some Flashing Lights. I got... You know, I've been listening to that old school Fleetwood Mac before Nixon Buckingham joined. I've been loving it. I'm telling you, it's a Mystery to Me summer. And so we're playing a track off Mystery to Me. And then as we go on, there's new music from Pond. Everyone's playing this new Sunforger. I gotta get a piece of the pie. I'm playing a song. I got sent a song maybe yesterday by this Ottawa act, the Desert Island Big Band. I quite like it. And their name reminds me of a great... Stephen Merchant talking magnetic field track, so why not? But we're gonna get right into it with some Tom Lehrer. We all go together when we go. Let's have some fun today, people. Let's have some fun.
I am reminded at this point of a fellow I used to know whose name was Henry, only to give you an idea of what an individualist he was. He spelled it H-E-N-3-R-Y. The three was silent, you see. Henry was financially independent, having inherited his father's tar and feather business, and was therefore able to devote his full time to such intellectual pursuits as writing. I particularly remember a heartwarming novel of his about a young necrophiliac who finally achieved his boyhood ambition by becoming coroner. The rest of you can look it up when you get home. In addition to writing, he indulged in a good deal of philosophizing. Like so many contemporary philosophers, he especially enjoyed giving helpful advice to people who were happier than he was. And one particular bit of advice which I recall, which is the reason I bring up this whole dreary story, is something he said once before they took him away to the Massachusetts State Home for the Bewildered. He said, "Life is like a sewer. What you get out of it depends on what you put into it." It's always seemed to me that this is precisely the sort of dynamic, positive thinking that we so desperately need today in these trying times of crisis and universal brouhaha. And so with this in mind, I have here a modern, positive, dynamic, uplifting song in the tradition of the great old revival hymns. This one might more accurately be termed a survival hymn. It goes like this. When you attend the funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. Oh, what a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyds of London will be loaded when they go. Oh, we will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. Down by the old maelstrom, there'll be a storm before the calm, and we will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake with complete participation in that grand incineration. Nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. Oh, we will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a tedium when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. When we burn, there'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. You will all go directly to your respective Valhallas. Go directly, do not pass, go, do not collect $200. Every Hottentot and every Eskimo. When the air becomes Uranus, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
even to apologize. I won't ask you to forgive me. If I'm gonna go down, you're gonna come with me. So why don't you be a man about it, like the dude in the grown-up movies? But when it comes to the other way around, you say you just wanna use me.
Everyone, apologies for that terrible transition. I hate these automatic mixes anyway. My name is Maxwell. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. The name of the show is REVC. You just heard High School by the Flashing Lights. Oh my god, I messed up that intro. The show must go on. Before that, Hand in Hand, Elvis Costello. You know I love that album, This Year's Model. Before that, Tom Lehrer off of his live album, An Evening Wasted with Tom Lehrer. Now, let's listen to some ads and then keep the music going. Let's really pull it back. Some Fleetwood Mac, some Todd Rundgren, some Them. You know, this Spotify Top 100 thing came out. you know, they're doing their 20th anniversary, so I get to see all my tracks. And that track was actually the first I listened to on Spotify. Yeah, I've always been like this, but let's get right into it after these ads.
Looking for something different to do in June? Arts for All is a three-day multidisciplinary arts festival happening across Montreal from June 4th to 6th, bringing together live music, poetry, spoken word, and visual art in community spaces around the city. The festival also supports a bigger mission, raising awareness around neurodivergence and mental wellness, with all proceeds going toward developing a music program for participants of Special Olympics Quebec. Catch Arts for All at La Tuscadura on June 4th, the Van Horn Underpass at Mario Park on June 5th, and Café Ling Vert on June 6th. More art, more community, and a chance to support something meaningful. Arts for All, June 4th through 6th, in Montreal.
Tune in to Mo Read Mo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJLO.
Mo Read Mo with Mr. B.
till the leaves of summer turn the shades of brown. I try, and I try, but baby, you know that I can only give you everything. How can I get you to understand? 'Cause after all, I am just a man. Stars appear and shadows fall. And when every little flower pulls and the birds call, I try and I try, but baby, you know that I can only give you everything.
All the laughing stopped back to the balcony. Chico, Chico, sure please. Now let's watch him shoot the keys. When Harpo would play his harp, all was still. When Harpo played his harp, it was a dream, it was. Well, if someone else can do it, how come nobody does? Why Groucho, Groucho, fast as light. Some talk like him, but not quite. When Harpo would play his harp, all was still, still. Well, Harpo, Harpo, this is the angels, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Harpo, Harpo, we're in the galaxies, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Do you remember what he would do sometimes before he played? Well, he'd look up to the sky, and he'd look the angels away. Oh, Harpo, Harpo, when you start, tears of joy inside my heart. Harpo would play his harp, and all was still. All right, Harpo, Harpo, this is the angels, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Well, Harpo, Harpo, we're in the galaxies, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Oh, one more time.
Yo,
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM or tuned in across the World Wide Web, CJLO.com. My name is Maxwell. Name of the show is REVC. This is I Start Counting. Of course, I'm Basil Kirchner, but also on this track, Jack Nathan and John Coleman. Of course, it's a Basil Kirchner soundtrack back in the day. It gets real crazy like halfway through. Anyway. Before this, we heard When Harpo Played His Harp. That's a classic Jonathan Richman. Last I saw him, he actually got to play that one. Of course, off of Modern Lovers 88, the re-reformed Modern Lovers. Before that, I Can Only Give You Everything. Them with Van Morrison. That's off the Complete Them collection. Before that, off the classic Todd Rundgren album, Something Anything. It Takes Two to Tango, I Want It Alone. So good. The song did not like my singing, so I'll quit. And before that, we started the 15 minutes with Just Crazy Love, Fleetwood Mac off Mystery to Me. After this, stuff in tune with the sounds going on right now. There's New Pond. Gonna pick that one up on the station. After that, Status Non-Status. After that, we got some Canadian good new stuff. Status Non-Status, Nathan AK. That's Sunforger everyone's been playing. And then we'll get into the end of the show.
watch the flowers bloom.
Talk with one foot in front of the other. Forward momentum is a must. I'm not quite sure if I'm losing my balance or turning to dance, but the crowd loves it either way. Limbo is a crowded platform. Launch figures dance through the subway window. The bald man is missing half of his ring finger. I wonder if he'll ever be now. Stop staring. Contemplate brunch is a concept. The line between breakfast and lunch is a thin one, each with its own set of lasting social ramifications. And my feet are now arguing on which gets to be first, so I threaten. If you don't quit it, I'll have to separate you so that the rest of the class can focus. I'm neither here nor there. I'm hunting for stable footing and comfortable shoes. The tube takes me deeper. Tortoise shell glasses. Where did you put my headlamp? You know I can't see without my headlamp. I'm neither deer nor hare. The hunter still wants me for his wool. Daydreams more frequent. Seasons blend daily. Lines blur in transition. Always. Limbo is a crowded platform. I'm alone in the bog. Well, not quite alone. I come face to face with a girl I knew in daycare. The funny thing is I can't remember what she looks like. So I stare straight through her and realize I'm watching this all unfold from a distance. And the answers to all my aspirations were never here to begin with. There will always be vinyl upholstered booths in purgatory. That is common knowledge. So take a seat. Posture up. And wait for it to begin. All.
Get up off the floor. Collect the broken pieces of your withered heart. Whisper with your eyes. The softness of your eyes speaks miles and miles and miles. Leave it all behind. Wash your hands.
Barbara and Theatre Outremont present One Man Show, a one-night-only spectacle from one of Montreal's true underground cultural icons. On Friday, May 22nd, artist and chanteuse Elle Barbara brings her interdisciplinary live show to Theatre Outremont, featuring songs from her latest album, Word on the Street, alongside new performance works and surprises throughout the night. Doors open at 7:30, with the show starting at 8 sharp, on the dot and on the nose. Ready to be amazed? Get your tickets now at theatreoutremont.ca.
Justice accomplice to the crime. Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sorry to break up your ad break, but this is Death of the Mid-Range, your future favorite NBA talk show. We help you start off your week right every Monday morning at 9 a.m., bringing you a diversity of episodes on the beautiful sport of basketball. All of this is, of course, on CJLO. We will see you there.
And you're there right now. You're listening to CJLO 1690 a.m. or tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. Name of the show, it's REVC. You just heard a new track by Natanak. That's N-A-T-A-N-A-K. You Crash the Car, You Burn Again. They've got a new album out, In Your Denim. I quite like the layered sound it had going on there, the proggy elements. Before that, Status Non-Status, they've got a new album, Big Changes. That was Peace Bomb, and we opened up the 15 minutes with Through the Heather. That's the new single from Australian Bond. I will come back to you on that one. And we're going to keep it rolling with the Sun Forager and then this Desert Island Big Band, some new Canadian stuff, both very different. And then we're moving into some two songs from the past to wrap this thing up, some sixths. And then why not? Let's wrap this thing up with some Cat Stevens or something. I'm just feeling it. I'm just feeling like it today. But first, this Sun Forager, this track is called 30 off their new album, Weight. As in pounds.
Yeah. like moonlight, I'd be walking along a lonely mile. And every time I do, I keep seeing this picture of you. Here comes my baby, here she comes now. And then comes as no surprise to me, with another guy. Here comes my baby, here she comes now. Walking with a love that's all so fine, never could be mine, no matter how I try. She comes now, and that comes as no surprise to me, with another guy. Here comes my baby, here she comes now. All that I can say. Here comes my baby, here she comes now. And that comes as no surprise to me, with another guy. Here comes my baby, here she comes now. Walking with a love that's all so fine, never could be mine, no matter how I try.
Alright everyone, this brings us to the end of our hour together. You just heard, of course, Here Comes My Baby by Cat Stevens. You know, that might actually be a cover of another 60s group, but also the version that's really good of that. There's a Yellow Tango version that's got a little bit of a Paul Simon to it. Before that, we heard Movies in My Head by The Sixths. You know, I love the Wasp's Nest album. Before that, two great new Canadian singles. Well, one's off the album, Sunforger's Wait. That was the song 30. And then the Desert Island Big Band. That was Laughing Plastic, Adam Bobs. It's the end of the show, guys. I'll see you next week on REVC.